Then on Friday, the Food and Drug Administration granted a free pass to scores of illegal vapes, permitting them to stay on the market without having met the law's requirement that they first prove to the FDA that their product is, quote, appropriate for the protection of public health. They didn't try to do it because they can't do that. They can't prove it. But even that gift to vaping and cigarette titans like Altria and R.J. Reynolds was not enough to spare the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. Yesterday, President Trump canned him, forced his resignation. Dr. McCary is gone for his resistance to this expansion of vaping in the high schools of America. What a disgraceful display in Washington. The president wants yes men, no matter the consequences, even if it harms our children. While we do not, I did not agree on everything that Dr. McCary did, I appreciated his commitment and focus on protecting kids from big tobacco. Whether it's for drugs, medical devices, or tobacco products, it's never a good idea for the pressure and for the president and the White House to pressure regulators to approve applications. That's a recipe for deadly consequences.